We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN 951, talking with Cheryl Collins here from the Riley County Museum. And I've got a few minutes here. If anyone wants to squeeze in a phone call, we'll definitely take that. 785-537-1350. Today we're talking about famous Riley Countyans in Riley County history. And I was kind of looking through the list that you have online. I know it's kind of an older list, but there's some pretty neat names here regardless. I was kind of looking at the music aspect of things and came across the name Tom Oberheim. And I've heard that name Oberheim before.
Yes.
And that's on, if anyone is fond of keyboards or synthesizers, that's kind of what Tom was known for.
As one of the inventor of the polyphonic music synthesizer. And I don't know too much about those things, but I think it's really interesting that this person was at the forefront of inventing those.
Yeah, those, I think they're called Oberheimers. I've seen a few. I'm not a big piano or keyboard fan, but I have seen that. I think that's a prominent name in that industry. So that's kind of neat to see. We have one of the major players when it comes to that. There's quite a few different names here. Anybody who's been watching sports lately might have saw the Chicago Bulls documentary on ESPN, and we had somebody who was a big part of that Chicago Bulls era in the 1990s, and that was Tex Winter.
Yes.
Who was a basketball coach here.
Yes, and of course then retired here, so it was fun to get to see him at K-State basketball games. I remember going to Kennedy's Claim restaurant during the Pan American Games rehearsals or training, as Jack Hartman was the coach and Michael Jordan and Sam Perkins and a number of other famous basketball players were part of that team. So I remember going into Kennedy's Claim restaurant one night, and all that team was there eating dinner. So that was kind of fun.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And you know, Lawrence gets all the love for basketball here in the state of Kansas, but there's some great names that have come out of Manhattan in terms of basketball. And
great basketball players.
Yeah. And of course, football as well, but, you know, highly, I feel like football overshadows a lot anyway, but a lot of that as well with Bill Snyder and some others. But yeah, there's some great names on this list here. And of course, you're probably always adding to that list.
Yes. And in fact, after going out and looking at the list online, we have a lot of names we need to add. We originally worked on this list for the Manhattan Riley County Sesquicentennial in 2005. So it's been quite a while since we've updated this, and it definitely needs it, I think, because we found lots more interesting people. And, of course, we're always generating new interesting people.
I've mentioned that I'm always intrigued by the street names here. Because anytime you go to a town, those street names are named after somebody. And, of course, our radio station sits on one of them, and that's Casement Road. And that's, I see, named after a famous rancher.
Yes, Dan Casement. In fact, Dan's on my list of people I wish I could have met. I think he died I think I was born, but I was only barely born. So he's one of the people that I never got to meet. So I have a list of Riley Countyans I wish I could have met, and then I have a list of Riley Countyans I'm really grateful that I got to meet. And, of course, Lowell Jack is one of those folks. And lots more people.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, you just go browsing on this list and you see some of the accomplishments some of these people had. You had, somebody I know a little bit about, being a Utah Jazz fan, getting back to basketball here, Craig Bowler Jack. He is a sports announcer, graduate of K-State, and I believe he's still the play-by-play announcer for my Utah Jazz.
A long and interesting career.
Yes, most definitely. And there's other names on here. The first African-American woman to graduate from Kansas State University, Minnie Howell Champ, 1901. So that's pretty amazing that happened so early on, especially with segregation and all.
Well, and of course, Kansas State had African American students from virtually the very beginning. So one of the things that I think is interesting is it took so long to have a African American woman graduate. And of course, the first African American man graduate, I think, was 1899. So, and since the college had been founded with the state of Kansas, 1863, that's a long time that we didn't have any graduates. So, that kind of has always been interesting to me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's a fun list, and of course, anytime anyone wants to learn more about famous Riley Countyans, you can just mosey on over to RileyCountyKS.gov. Again, your hours of operation, Cheryl?
Well, the Riley County Historical Museum is open 8:30 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, and 2 to 5 Saturdays and Sundays, and it's free.
Free, and that's a good point. You can bring your family out there if you want to teach your kids maybe some history. There's a lot of stuff to do this summer. There's not a lot of parks are open, but maybe this would be a good time to catch up on your history.
We'd be glad to have folks. We'll do the social distancing and all of the cleanliness things. We need to stay safe, but we'd be glad to have people visit.
Yeah, and I mentioned, I think I misspoke. I said a lot of parks aren't open. Parks are open, but like, you know, the pools and stuff aren't open.
Right. We have a limit on some of the things that we can do right now.
Yeah. Looks like we may have a phone call here. I see my producer, Steven, is graciously typing away over there. Maybe. And we have. Can't read that one. Hold on a second. He's going to tell me here in a second. But yeah. Okay, someone was asking about Prairie Wolf School. Maybe Stephen can give a little more context to that.
So it's in regards to famous Riley County people. He said Prairie Wolf School, it is named after somebody, I'm assuming with Wolf in their name there, and it trains military soldiers up there, and it's here in Riley County.
I don't know that I'm acquainted with that, so that's definitely something to look into. And we're always looking for suggestions of notable Riley Countyans because our list can keep growing.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, it's a neat list we had here today, and it was a lot of fun kind of playing the quiz here, even though I didn't get very many right. But sure appreciate the time here, as always, Cheryl.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. It's always fun to talk about Riley County history.
Absolutely it is. Well, I'll talk to you again next month.
Great. Sounds good.
All right. Again, that's Cheryl Collins, director of the Riley County Historical Museum, joining us on In Focus. Be sure to join us again tomorrow. Well, our guests will be Manhattan City Commission Mayor Ushiretti and City Manager Ron Fear. We'll get a preview of tomorrow's City Commission meeting and much more on In Focus tomorrow.